There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness.
Hello, my friend. It's so good to gather again, and with others as well. We might think, how many in your life and my life have we just stepped aside from for a moment to be here? And the others who are maybe listening in as well. And the whole large world that you and I live in. Most recently, it's been in tumult. It's been a lasting, terrible time in Afghanistan and in other parts of our world where war, whether it was popularly waged or still drawn out among peoples, the terrible anguish of peoples and countries, there's this great tiredness among us and a longing for peace. So let us find that here and now and bring all those other people to this moment. To bring everyone here. This morning when I was praying in quiet where I am, I was really struck by a psalm that I love that's very favorite to me. And its simple line is so graphic, it strikes me as very, very outpouring and lifting. It is Psalm 24. Lift up your heads, O gates. Be lifted, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may enter. Lift your heads, O gates. Rise up, your ancient portals, that the King of glory may enter. Darkness, fear, a worry can eclipse so much in our lives, and St. Francis knew that and spoke to that in his life. We have wonderful quotes and stories about his invitation to others, but he had experienced it deeply himself. He struggled with, we might even call it a depression, but certainly darkness. And when he was young and maybe later in his life, many things that might have brought him to places of fear. And yet he was open-hearted, and you and I are called to be that way today. Fear has a way of clenching our hearts and drawing us in. And when we are in a large number of people, as I invited us to begin this quiet moment together, that can be intimidating. It can be the fullness of the world until we know that God fills out this world, that God is present to us here and everywhere. There's a wonderful fullness of this presence that is the very dwelling of God, and then the portals of our hearts, the gates that are within us, are called to open to that. In some ways, it's probably easier to open the ancient, ancient gates of cities to let in this King of glory than to open my own heart and let in Jesus, the Christ, the light, the peace, the teacher, our brother, or you. You who I might wall out or close a door on, I'm being asked right now to open up to. Here we are present. This coming Sunday, the prophet Isaiah speaks deeply to us and those who congregate. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. God comes with vindication, with divine recompense. God comes to save you. I think there was an upbringing for many of us that God comes to judge us, to reprimand us, to draw us aside, shake maybe a kind finger at us, and then set us back on the road. It seems as we read scriptures over and over again, we'll find that more often God is trying to heal us. Jesus in the gospel for this Sunday is doing just that. He comes into the life of a deaf man and brings healing to him. We can think of, where am I deaf and not listening right now? Where am I mute? Because he heals this man's muteness. Where am I mute and not speaking a word of peace, a courageous word of healing right now? somehow these questions sip aside that experience of fear. And so the gates close and we draw back. But without pushing ourselves forward, I think you and I are here in this moment to experience the God of peace, the kind and merciful God who is also the mighty one who casts out fear. As Jesus says, who casts out all fear. And Isaiah counsels us today, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. God comes with divine recompense. God comes to save you. And I hope more and more we realize, too, this salvation isn't ours alone. It's not like someone gave us a piece of property and we can sit in the middle of it and feel really good about ourselves. No, it's this radical reality that where we are is in the heart of God, this place of fearlessness. And others are welcome here, too, already present. But now we recognize them. Now we as sisters and brothers can reach them, reach out to them, draw them in. It's quite amazing, isn't it, when we pause here, maybe at the latter part of a summertime or even almost the beginning of autumn, to consider those things of previous seasons or future seasons, recent days. Again, the anguish still around Afghanistan and other parts of the world. People still there, who live there, who were brought into the world there. People from our country and other countries who entered there for whatever reasons and might be stuck there. Without being able to answer those questions, we feel that reality and we feel a God who comes to us and asks us again to open gates, open doors. What a foolish thing to do. And yet Francis of Assisi and other saints fly in the face of that sort of wisdom that would say, shut down, close down, and step back. We're such a wonderful nation. We are given, those of us who listen to it this way, wonderfully good news, news that is good for all of us. And this radical reality that we're called out of our fears, into the fields of sunlight and the possibilities of a new season, simply by sitting and listening now. Raise high, you ancient doors, that which in my own life and heart have closed out others. Raise high, portals open, for the God of mercy and might comes, enters our hearts now. Lord God, you who are light, enter into any darkness that abides in us. Cast it out. And lift us up from places of insecurity and fear so that we might walk with kindness and gentleness among others these coming days. And that modeling in small little places and occasional conversations, these practices of gentleness and kindness and peace, we might begin to turn the world, move it on its axis, which is Christ. And all of us find our way to a new day. Be still. And know that I am God. God reaches to us. Be still. And know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. This is Dan Riley, who continues to feel privileged to share these times with you, along with Greg Lecamelli and the Mountain Community. Reach us anytime with suggestions or directions as we enter into this peace and stillness. The gates of our hearts may open and we may walk in a new day together. peace.
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred. Let me bring your love. Lord, I see wounded souls. Let me bring forgiveness. Lord, I see despair. Let me bring some hope to all who live. And let me seek not to be consoled, but to offer consolation, and to be understood, but to understand, to be loved.